Scribes, chapter 19. "Have you got to go home now?" Salom asked. Doc and Torry had already gone their own way, with much laughter and shouting. Kevin and Salom were meandering a few short blocks till they would go their separate ways too. Kevin didn't want the day to end, never wanted it to end. "No," he said, "I told Mum I'd be going to football practice after school." Truth was, football practice was a thing of the past. Football with the tribe was so much more fun. Lies and more lies, he thought. When had he become such an accomplished liar? The tribe had taken over his life. Salom put his arm around Kevin's shoulder. "Good, you can come back to my place." "You mean I'm actually going to meet the family from hell?" Salom laughed. "You'll be safe enough. A crucifix, some garlic, a wooden stake." Kevin stopped in his tracks. "Hey, wait a minute. A family of vampires. Maybe I should just go home. Even glory sounds better than that." They laughed and ran all the way to the block of the walk-up apartments where Salom lived. His flat was on the third floor at the end of a long balcony. There were pots of flowers outside Salom's front door, and as soon as Kevin walked into the hall, the smell that hit him was of fresh flowers, freesias and geraniums and roses. Bowls of flowers were on every windowsill, vases tumbling with colourful blooms. Wherever Kevin had imagined Salom's house to be like, nothing had prepared him for this. The flat was sparkling and clean and modern and fragrant. "Someone sure likes flowers," Kevin said. "My mother." Salom sounded as if he was apologising. She always wanted a garden. "I think it's nice," Kevin said truthfully. As if on cue, a woman appeared from one of the rooms leading off the hall. Salom's mother. Kevin knew that right away. He looked like her. Same dark eyes, same shiny brown hair. She was younger than Kevin had expected and really pretty. She beamed a wide smile at them both. "Oh, Salom, you've brought a friend. And what's your name?" Before Kevin could answer, she had turned her attention to her son. "Did you have a nice picnic?" His mother knew Salom hadn't gone to school and she wasn't angry. That amazed Kevin. "It wasn't a picnic," Salom snapped. The smile that was always on his face had gone. "What do you think we are, the Famous Five?" He grabbed Kevin and pushed past his mother. "We're going to play with the computer in my room." His mother fluttered behind them nervously. If Kevin had spoken like that to his mother, she'd be chasing him up the hall with a frying pan. "Of course, dear. Do you want something to eat? Crisps? Nuts? Will I make you both some burgers?" Salom turned on her at his bedroom door. "No!" He almost shouted it. Then he closed the door firmly in her face. Kevin was shocked. "Salom, that's your mother. I can't believe you spoke to her like that. She was being dead nice to you." Salom shrugged his shoulders. "She's always dead nice to me. I could kick her downstairs and she'd apologise for getting in my way." "Well, some mothers are like that," Kevin said weakly. "Yours isn't." Salom switched on the computer. "No," Kevin admitted. "By now, mine would have had me hanging up by the ears." Salom sat on the swivel chair by the computer and swung round. "You know, Kev, I used to do things just to see if she'd tell me off. She never did. Some boys would sell their soul for a mother like that." "They can have mine," Salom said, sounding as if he meant it. "You talk as if you don't like her." Salom didn't answer at once. He was inserting a disc into the computer, and for a minute, Kevin didn't think he was going to answer at all. "She's my mother," he said finally. However, as the night wore on, Kevin began to understand how she could get on your nerves. She was at the door every 10 minutes, tapping, asking if they needed anything. Never actually coming in, never daring to come in. It was almost as if she was afraid to annoy her son. Yet annoying him was exactly what she was doing. "Why can't she just leave me alone?" Salom said through gritted teeth. "That's why I never bring friends here." "So why did you bring me?" "You're a special friend, Kevin. A best friend. I've never had a best friend before." "What about Torry? Doc?" "I don't think Doc even likes me. And as for Torry..." Salom hesitated. Kevin answered for him. "I know. A best friend is someone who you can tell you if you're doing something wrong, as well as praise you for doing something right. Torry just thinks everything you do is right. But you and me, Kev, we can talk to each other, tell each other the truth. You are my best friend, aren't you?" Kevin didn't hesitate. "And you're mine," he said. Salom laughed then. "So this is your initiation test. You got to meet the family from hell." "This is worse than the walk of death," Kevin laughed too. "Hey, but I've only met your mother. What's your dad like?" He found that out later. Suddenly the door to the bedroom was flung open and a big gruff man stood there. His face was grim. He didn't look at Kevin, only stared at the back of Salom's head because Salom didn't turn to look at him. "What are you doing inside? Why aren't you out? It's a beautiful day." He smelled as if he'd spent most of his beautiful day in the pub. Salam didn't even answer him. He just continued to play the game. Kevin began to stutter. The man ignored him. He just stared at Salam's back in disgust. I suppose you've missed school again. This time he didn't expect an answer. He just turned from them and left the room, slamming the door behind him. Only then did Salam swivel round to face Kevin. He was grinning. My beloved father, isn't he delightful? But Salam, you weren't very nice to him either. People treat you the way you treat them. Goodness, he sounded just like his dad. He's always treated me like that. He hates me. He's always hated me. Salam stood up. I'm stuck in the middle, Kevin, and I don't know why. For the first time, Kevin felt sorry for Salam. His own mum and dad were dead embarrassing at times, but they all had fun together, and he knew they loved him. Kevin could never imagine any fun in this house. That was when the shouting began somewhere in the flat. Salam's mother screeching at his father, his loud, angry voice shouting back. Time to go, Salam said with a sigh. Salam stood at the door waving as Kevin hurried along the balcony to the stairs. The arguing could still be heard reverberating in the stillness of the night. Kevin almost tripped over a woman coming out of her house with some rubbish. She glanced at Kevin, then let her eyes follow his wave to Salam, still standing in the doorway. You one of his pals? She asked cheekily. He almost told her he was his best friend, but it would have sounded stupid. So he simply nodded. Not for long, I bet. Then her voice became a hoarse whisper. Just don't get on the wrong side of him, son. Bad things happen to people that get on the wrong side of that boy. She stepped back into her doorway as if she was afraid that Salam might hear her. See that boy? She said mysteriously. He's got the evil eye. Kevin looked back at Salam's door, but he had gone. The evil eye indeed. What nonsense. Salam was his pal, his best pal. They'd had a great day together. He was almost laughing as he turned on to the lower landing and saw it. There on the wall in front of him, in metre-high letters, the legend, Salam is evil.